From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. California's cannabis industry has a banking problem. Federal rules keep most marijuana businesses from even opening a checking account. Many deal in cash. It's a problem in other places with legal pot as well, like Colorado. Daniel Potter reports.
The reluctance of banks to deal with the cannabis industry is all too familiar to Tim Cullen, CEO at Colorado Harvest Company.
I've had all of the business accounts closed at 14 different national banks.
Lately, Cullen pays a local credit union thousands of dollars a month just for a checking account. He says it's worth it because he's no longer bolting safes to the floor and bankrolling security guards.
It really is a nightmare to try to run a business at that size with about 80 employees in 5 different locations, and trying to pay vendors and make payroll and pay taxes all in cash.
California's treasurer has floated a public bank as an alternative for pot growers and sellers. It's an idea Los Angeles and Oakland are also investigating. Meanwhile, Hawaii and Ohio are experimenting with unique payment systems of their own for medical marijuana. In Berkeley, I'm Daniel Potter.
The Supreme Court announced Monday that it will consider a free speech complaint against California's Reproductive Fact Act. The law requires facilities that provide pregnancy services to inform patients about their options for abortions. Some anti-abortion centers argue the 2015 law infringes on their First Amendment rights. Amy Everett is with NARAL, Pro-Choice California, which sponsored the bill. She says it counters the biased information that some centers give patients.
And it balances the compelling interest to share information that impacts women's health with the organization's ability to freely express their views.
The National Institute of Family and Life Advocates, the Virginia legal group that filed a Supreme Court complaint, calls the bill a classic example of compelled speech that forces facilities to promote abortion. California Attorney General Javier Becerra vowed to defend the act in federal court. Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.